chose.
You're kindly asked to listen in a relaxed state. Please do not skip steps. Listen and listen again until you have integrated and understood the explanations. Go over the training sessions over and over again until you honestly feel that you have mastered it. Do not skip steps. Make each step a new integral part of the makeup of your being. Do not cram or jump ahead. Keep the excitement and expectation high, and trust us. Remote viewing is as easy and natural as walking or breathing is. At some level of the stream of your mind, you are already remote viewing. All you needed to do is to learn to focus on that level. Listen to your own messages. Have a grand trip. Sit down in a comfortable chair and relax your mind and body. Do not, I repeat, do not use this while either operating a motor vehicle or using any other type of potentially hazardous machinery, or even while engaged in an activity that could harm you if not concentrated upon. This can easily cause you to enter a state of altered consciousness that would remove your focus of attention from the task at hand that you are engaged in. Decline of all responsibility if these warnings are not heeded. This is a course about remote viewing, RV. RV is an acronym for remote viewing that has lately become an accepted standard term. It relates to the mental ability that certain trained individuals have shown that allows them to consciously travel instantly through time and space. Although any or all perceptual senses, including the visual one, are involved while a person is remote viewing, the visual factor remains nevertheless paramount. In the U.S., amongst operative of various military or civilian intelligence establishment, the term RV has become a de facto terminology to describe such a natural process of mind traveling. A more precise term should have been remote sensing, since all the senses may come into play when one is remote viewing in order to gather information about a distant place and or time. One remote view Visual images are just perceptive images. It is as if one is dreaming. Even though the visual imagery seen in a dream might seem to the dreamer at that moment totally real, it does not involve visual processes within the eye. It is the product of what is called the universal ability of the mind's eye to visualize, which means to imagine. Everyone can and does imagine. When one dreams, one visualizes using one's own imagination. When one imagines a scenery while reading a book, one visualizes using one's imagination. The visualization that we address in this course is an inherent quality of thought and not a biological process involving eyesight. Hence, do not have fears for a moment about your ability to visualize. Everyone can visualize. Everyone does it constantly during the day, as you daydream in your car or imagine anything. It is this quality of visualization that you are going to call upon in this course. Nothing else. There is no special training required in order to visualize. Only a perceptual shift in concentration from external stimulations decoded by your brain as your external reality towards inner mind stimuli that are always present within your thought processes, but that you do not necessarily pay great conscious attention to, is all that is necessary. The main focus of your conscious attention, which is your concentration, is usually upon your so-called external world. Many protocols have been used by Western intelligence services throughout the world in order to remove you. The preferred protocol in the States involved the use of distraction. By keeping the conscious mind fully distracted on rapidly changing and tightly regulated boring tasks, the subconscious mind's messages could be concentrated upon, since it is the source of the stream of data relating to RV. Many extremely rigid protocols approaching ritualistic behavior were used in order to tire out the conscious mind and allow for a dual shift of perception, where the trained agent would almost have impression of bilocation of his concentration. One level would concentrate first and foremost upon the ritualistic tasks performed by his conscious mind in the here and now. And another one would concentrate strongly upon the instant and rapid flow of information originating from deeper levels of his or her subconscious mind. This bi-level and distractional model does not require any induced stage of altered consciousness. Nevertheless, as the remote viewing sessions unfold, the remote viewer tends to shift most of his or her concentration away from the menial and symbolic tasks he or she is performing, and concentrates much more strongly upon the messages that he or she receives through his or her subconscious mind, and that originate from the level of the universal mind that operates outside of the confines of time and space. The reasons why altered state of consciousness were often shunned away from in the United States protocols have more to do with a somehow lack of understanding of their mechanisms and an attempt to give an external impression of rigid procedures to the military or civilian intelligence and scientific establishment that are, as of now, very much imbued by the righteous aspect of their snail-paced procedural approaches. In the Eastern Bloc, and to a large extent in Western European societies, faster methods using a composite of meditational and hypnotic states were used in order to achieve a unidirectional, one-sided track concentration towards deep levels of the subconscious mind that have direct access to the infinite and immediate packets of knowledge that can be fetched from the universal mind. The French, British, Russians, Czechs, Bulgarians, Germans, etc. use rapid mind-altering techniques in order to explore a level of the mind called the theta level, where RV becomes a natural state to any individual that operates from that level of deep subconscious operation. Their results were very impressive. Mr. Gerald O'Donnell wants to state the following. There is no one path to a goal such as remote viewing. Any path involving a shift of concentration towards the inner mind can lead to success at remote viewing. As the saying goes, there are many roads that all lead to Rome. You might therefore find your own way outside of the suggested ones, even here. You are your best teacher. Your mind operates already at these levels. The problem is that you do not know it on a conscious basis. Therefore, you already have all the knowledge you need. All that is left for you to do is to ask and watch the answers appear in a form palatable to your cultural, religious, and national programming. Within the infinite connections of the web of life, knowledge is the key. Emotions are the energy and fuel for the key to open the doors of one's self and of the ultimate knowledge about the real self, the higher self. All this course does is to give you a set of proven keys that are master keys that you can use at first to enter and probe higher levels within the kingdom of your minds and hopefully evolve and understand. All one needs to do is to listen in a relaxed environment and reprogram your mental realities so that you and you alone permit yourself to enter the rich inner self that has so much in store for you. You are infinitely powerful, although you might not perceive it yet as such. You create your present each moment by the belief system you carry about yourself and about others. Change your belief system and you change your reality. All life is a mind safari. The dangers of the jungle out there are as real as you want to perceive them to be. Stop perceiving them as threats, dangers. Renege on your paranoical fears about the jungle out there. And it becomes a beautiful place to live in as you interact with it. It is all your choice. Many students have asked us if visualization training is worthwhile. The answer is as follows. Visualization using the mind's eye is a natural process of mind called imagination. Everybody can imagine. With any strong self-reflective concentration upon one's own mind, such as in hypnosis or deep meditative states. The visualization processes of the mind's eye take on a stronger characteristic of reality that can sometimes even equate or surpass the process of real visual imagery. With heightened concentration on one's thoughts, such as in an hypnotic state, a dreamlike state, a state of medical anesthesia, etc., the imagery might even seem three-dimensional, with perceptual olfactory, tactical and auditory senses being triggered in the subject. The subject is said to be in an hypnagogic state, when strong imagery is projected at him. This is the state that a person experiences just before falling asleep, when strong perceptive images are beamed at him. The electrical tracing of his brainwaves at that moment, given and shown by an electroencephalographic machine, will show a predominance of slow theta waves oscillating at between 4 to 7 cycles per second. This is called the theta state. Theta is the ideal state to be achieved if one wants to remote view. We shall give many procedures in our training courses that will easily bring anyone to a state where theta electrical waves shall predominate in the brain and make remote viewing a natural ability. Therefore, one does not need to train oneself to visualize mentally better, but one needs to train in order to achieve at will a state where theta waves predominate within the brain and where holospatial visualization becomes a natural ability. This state is called the theta state by psychologists. It is the contention of Gerald Dunn that one does not really learn how to remote view. One rather enters a reality in his own life where remote viewing becomes possible. And the more human entities around him enter that reality, the more he trusts in that reality. And as he trusts and loves that reality, he attracts very strongly that reality as a then permanent aspect of his life. Trust, which is fate, is the key to success for change. Skepticism is the key to failure and restriction. This is a universal law. In the same way as faith can move the mountains of doubt, skepticism or excessive rationalization blocks changes and restricts oneself within the prisons of self-doubt, fear, often hatred, paranoia, and a full sense of comfort with status quo ante. The core of success at remote viewing is like any other endeavor. It lies not really in efforts, but rather in trust and desire. As one trusts in the ability to reach a goal and strongly desires it, the road to it opens automatically. As Emile Coué, the famous psychologist, wrote, "When willpower and imagination are in conflict, it is always imagination that wins." Therefore, constantly imagine yourself as being successful at remote viewing, accept it as a reality, and it shall become your reality. We now know from the field of neurophysiology that there are basically 4 states our brain operates into during each day. The first state is called the beta state. This is the state of total conscious awareness, the state of being awake. At that level of wide awake or beta, the majority of brain waves recorded with an electroencephalogram show a trace where beta waves, which means a low amplitude electrical waves oscillating at over 14 times per second predominate, 20 cycles per second being the average. This corresponds to the bulk of our daily waking activity and has strong correlation to the conscious mind being hyperactive. We therefore can say that as an individual operates with the core of his or her concentration focusing on diverse, various daily external stimuli, he or she is in a conscious awareness state where beta waves will predominate in his or her brain. When an individual shifts his or her mental concentration towards a singular act, object, or even preferably towards his or her own thought processes, the brain waves tend to quiet down, and paradoxically, his thought processes become more efficient, more expanded. When one achieves a shift of concentration towards a single focus of attention, we say that the mind is more relaxed. When one concentrates on a body process such as, for example, a pattern of breathing, or upon an external image such as a flower or any other object, a TV or movie program, a video game, a painting, a visual symbol, a symphony, or one's own thoughts, the results are the same in that the person is restricting his awareness towards what he is concentrating about. Therefore, if his or her concentration is strong enough, all other external stimuli, whether bodily sensations or sensory inputs, are shut off. One can say that the person is hyper aware of what he or she is concentrating about. This is the definition of a meditative state, a state of hypnosis. All meditation or hypnosis is a state of hyper awareness on a restricted thought, either directed at an external stimulus or at an internal one. Shifts in concentration is the key to remote viewing and altered states of consciousness. When one restricts one's own thought processes, the brain waves relax, and the brain vibrates at a lower rate of vibrations per second. With mental self-reflective concentration, the brain first goes into the alpha state, where most electrical activity occurs, with brain waves oscillating at between 7 to 14 cycles per second. An individual operates at an alpha state naturally throughout the waking day, when the person is daydreaming. At that level of mental operation, the mind is more focused. And if the mind focuses reflectively upon itself, it rapidly enters even deeper, altered states, which means even more expanded states of awareness. Generally speaking, the alpha state corresponds to self-focusing one's concentration upon what psychology likes to call the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is far from being less aware than the conscious mind is. Quite to the contrary, it has much more awareness than our restricted conscious mind has. The subconscious mind is the level of the mind that contains all of our memories and the programming of our belief systems that cause us to be what we are and enter the realities that we experience based on our belief systems. This is the formative stage of our character. By focusing in an hyper-aware, concentrated state on the subconscious level, as in meditative or hypnotic states, which in reality are but two designations of the same, an individual can manipulate instantly what makes him what he is and change his character, his impulses, desires, goals, and realities. Positive hallucinations, which means realities that he or she witnesses, are possible. And so are negative ones, where he decides to obliterate certain realities from his awareness. This has been demonstrated millions of times by hypnotherapists. Disease, commonly called disease, can easily be conquered by refusing them, as the placebo effect has clearly shown. Undesirable traits can be obliterated. Deeper levels of alpha, when the brain is even more relaxed and vibrates at around 7 to 10 cycles per second, offer an even more interesting realm of possibilities. As reprogramming the mind becomes easier and more powerful, by bringing the vibrational rate of the brain at around 10 to 14 cycles per second, the concentrated awareness of an individual is connecting to a level of his mind that is the seat of his mental programming and the major filtering gate to his realities. This level receives information from the conscious level of awareness, and if they conform to its programming, allow for these conscious desires to filter through to deeper levels of the mind, where realities are concocted, chosen, and then shown as life realities to the individual. By vibrating one's brain at between 7 to 10 cycles per second, which means by going deeply within one's own stream of consciousness, one bypasses the conscious mind and connects directly to the deep subconscious area of the mind. An even more expanded level of the mind is when one concentrates even stronger and deeper within oneself, and the brain waves slow down to between 4 to 7 cycles per second. This is called the theta level of mind operation by psychologists. that level, and particularly as one approaches the 4 cycle per second area, one locates itself mentally at the interface with the universal mind that connects all living things, and that as a mirror image of our reality operates totally out of the confines of time and space. The universal mind is a repository of pure information, made available instantaneously in the now and here, within any individuation of itself. Theta is the level that a subject needs to achieve in order to have access to the universal mind, where past, present, future, and omnipresence in all life form is but the only reality. It is only by bypassing the other levels of the mind and connecting directly with the deep levels of the subconscious, operating at the interface with the universal mind, which is the theta level, that one can naturally remote view any point in space and or time. The level of the universal mind corresponds to the delta state, or the state your mind is in while sleeping or in a coma. As the brain operates at less than 4 cycles per second, it is the universal common denominator to all life forms, the source of all illusions. In order to simplify these explanations, imagine your mind being equated to a 2-story building, having a large garage in the basement below it. You are comfortably sitting on the second floor, enjoying your life, your reality. However, through the power of concentration, you can connect at will to the second, first, or ground floor, by deciding where you want to connect to. The top floor is called the beta floor. When you connect to it, you experience your daily reality with conscious awareness, and your brainwaves mainly vibrate at over 14 cycles per second, on the average at 20 cycles per second. There is an upward stream of information on one side originating from the basement level up to the upper level, and there is a reverse flow of information going from the upper level all the way down to the basement level. The information flow is constant. It is what keeps you alive. If you concentrate on the first floor, you will find in it the main storage of your memories, and the main area of the computer-like program that makes you the individual you think of yourself as. This programming originates from your own volition, or through the cultural input of your environment and birth educational backgrounds. That level filters information originating from the deeper lower levels of the building of your mind, and also from the higher second floor. On the second floor, your conscious mind might decide at its own level, by the act of willpower, to do something.
if this is unacceptable, idea, action, to your prior programming, you shall add to that programming, reinforce it, and you will then go fetch in the basement realities that will fit your desires and goals. However, if your programming is opposed to your willpower, the realities that you desire consciously will be blocked by the filtering process of the programming located at the first floor of the building of your mind. The only way to change this situation is to change programming by using either repeated suggestions or visualization. This requires, however, from you to concentrate deep down within yourself upon the first floor, which will trigger the brain to relax and show a majority of alpha waves. This is the so-called higher subconscious level of your inner mind, the so-called alpha level. Your mind in its aware state is located at the second and highest floor of your mind. This is where your awareness lies when you are fully active. This is when the brain is operating in a diffuse manner in beta. This is the beta level of your mind. If you concentrate on the inner mind at the alpha level, you can bypass the beta level. Your brain then relaxes into an alpha state, allowing you to tune onto the alpha level. And you can then reprogram yourself and your realities at a lower level of the alpha station between 7 to 10 cycles per second. You can very easily impose a new programming to yourself. You can heal yourself, avoid unnecessary hardship, and open better realities for yourself. Go even deeper within the stream of your own mind. The mind expands increasingly as your brain settles down even more. And you eventually enter a state where your brain shows mainly theta waves, oscillating between 4 and 7 cycles per second. You have then reached the ground floor of yourself and have expanded your awareness up to a point where you have access to the common basement to all life form, the universal mind, the one and only that connects every life form and spreads its tentacles in every possible direction. While you are at the theta station of yourself in concentration, you are totally bypassing the programming situated at the alpha stage, the first floor. And you can ask from the universal mind to fetch any information relating to any other location in space or in time. It will abide, and you will be strongly aware of it. Since you are connected to it, and so is everyone else. You do not need even to mention necessarily
what is of interest to you in a detailed fashion. The level of the universal mind knows it instantly, by either connecting to your thoughts, or the thoughts of the monitor, or even the computer program that chooses the location that you will then perceive. You visit an experience with your own mind. The basement of your mind is a common area to us all. It is called the Delta area. At that level, you lose consciousness of differentiated self. Your brain vibrates between four cycles per second. This is the state of deep sleep. Camel anesthesia or in coma. All past memories of mankind are stored there and accessible. All possibilities are there. All realities are enfolded there, waiting to be called upon and unfold. Very few individuals in history have had conscious access to this level while retaining awareness. Some Greek philosophers such as Plotinus, some Kabbalists, some Indian mystics, some monks, and some shamans have reached that level and have had difficulties in relating to reality in words. If one desires to remote view, his goal is to attain the theta state and not go beyond. For if he does, the theta state will become but a passageway that he will forgo easily, as his mind will tend to go directly and attached to the universal mind. At that point, the individual is said to have gone past the stage of illusions and have woken up. Intelligence protocols, biofeedback machines were commonly used, where a trainee would be attached to an electroencephalographic apparatus that would emit a specific sound when the subject would show a theta state. This biofeedback approach was very useful, since it allowed for a trainee to home on the theta state. Eventually, upon recognizing the feeling, the trainee would let go of the machine and attain the same state without the use of the biofeedback equipment. Mr. O'Donnell will make such equipment available through this website, together with the adjoining training protocols. Nevertheless, for the majority of users, one can attain the theta state without the use of a mechanical apparatus by following the training recorded on the audio tapes. By being a theta, the imaginative visualization and sensory perception of your inner mind are greatly enhanced. At that level, all senses are perceptive senses, not biological ones. You perceive music, taste, touch, vision, smell, thoughts, good positive vibes, or bad negative ones. You can ask questions, remain receptive, and receive information in return. This is a natural process that operates only as you go about living. Otherwise, you, who are concentrating mainly on the most restrictive but top second-story level of your mind, would not experience anything. So let us begin with an exercise that will teach you to mentally concentrate upon your inner thoughts. And as you shift most of your concentration upon yourself, you will start to unfocus yourself on menial day-to-day preoccupations and biological sensations. Good luck, and have a nice trip. Repeat this exercise often as verse, in order to go deeper and deeper within yourself. Mr. Adam wants to stay defined. Some of the exercises are extremely powerful, especially the ones that use the interface of vibratory light. That, as we know now, can convey information directly. Since it is the first element created in order to allow for creation to operate. Very often, interruptions or changes in tone, pace, or music occur suddenly. There is also a great use made of snapping fingers. This is not due to a lack of professionalism, but done on purpose. There is always the chance that the trainee might slip into a delta, lose awareness of self, and go into a sleep-like state. These interruptions are not accidents, but are put in on purpose to bring back the trainee to the theta state. With practice, one learns to remain at theta without slipping into delta. Eventually, with more training, one can even open one's eyes while remaining at theta. This is the final goal of this course, to be able to operate during day at theta at will, manifesting realities and getting information from the universal mind. Another warning from Mr. Rodano has to do with the following information. If while remote viewing or just operating at alpha or theta, a human being perceives an undesirable presence within his realm of mental awareness, be advised to keep calm, to refuse to fear anything and to make it disappear from his or her consciousness by mentally shouting at it the word small. Until the entity is reduced to a speck and discarded. One should always keep in mind that undesirable entities are always part of the collective unconscious of mankind and are particular to the religious and cultural symbology and mythology that the individual was born into or embraced later in life. No person living in Bali, for example, or within a tribe of the Amazon Basin, will experience Western symbolism and mythology that he is not even aware of consciously. And the reverse is also true for Western educated individuals. Symbols are often quite powerful for good or bad causes because of the amount of human entities that energize them through thoughts and more importantly, emotions. If these symbolic figures do not disturb you, you can use them as guides or so to speak masters. But remain cognizant of the fact that the universal mind is talking through their facet. Ultimately, that realization is the basis of monotheistic thought and the final recognition of the all being one. If the symbolism in your experience is disturbing to you, just do not allow it to bother you and erase it from your presence. religious symbols, so-called evil entities, etc., all part of current mythologies. It is your choice to learn from them and use them for good purposes if you so desire, especially if you do keep in mind and finally realize that ultimately you are but yourself. That the kingdom of God is within you, not outside of you. It is also your choice if you find them undesirable or unnecessary, illusory, crutches, to discard them altogether. The future is only a game of possibilities where you have your input to give, and is a consequence of your own past programming and the collective past of mankind. In the same manner and for the same reasons, if you remote view a site that carries in its past tragic events, you will, as you are very open emotionally, perceive them. This can be very taxing emotionally at times. It should be your choice to immediately remove yourself from such sight if you do not want to experience tragic past or future events. However, if you feel it to be an instructive experience, you can go on with it. You are your best judge of what is desirable or not. As far as connecting to other people's thought, if you operate at theta, you can connect through the universal mind and experience the alpha level of other individuations of the mind. Be aware, nevertheless, that you are going through the most aware part of it all, and that if you have bad intentions in mind, the universal mind, although seemingly at first cooperative, from one individuation, which is you, to another one, which is your target, will only play this game so far. It might give you back a taste of your own medicine manifold. So do not play with fire, or you might end up burning yourself. Nevertheless, such subjective mind-to-mind communication can easily be used for positive purposes in order to improve humanity's fate and our own interaction with the other life forms. Are as precious as we are to the universal source of thought, trying to keep a viable balance. Have a great mind safari.